Impeachment testimony takeaway.
There was unquestionably a quid pro quo, and everybody knew it.
President says he wanted nothing.
It's a hoax. It's a disgrace.
Democrats debate.
Warren held her own. Sanders was crisp and on message. Biden did okay.
New lung injury tied to vaping.
He was on life support. We were concerned he might not survive.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. In an hour, the open House impeachment hearings resume after a day of accusations and denials. CBS's Bill Rakoff says one witness will insist in her opening statement Russia targeted the 2016 campaign, not Ukraine.
Fiona Hill was a senior director for Russia at the NSC. Her testimony supports the premise that EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland told the Ukrainians that President Volodymyr Zelensky would only receive an invitation to visit the White House if Kiev opened an investigation into Mr. Trump's political rivals. David Holmes serves as an aide to the top diplomat in Ukraine. In his private deposition last week, Holmes said he overheard President Trump ask Gordon Sondland about the status one day after the now infamous July 25th call between Mr. Trump and the president of Ukraine.
Well, CBS's Nancy Cordes says the headlines from yesterday's drama, a witness who said everyone was in the loop and a president who insisted he wanted nothing.
I followed the directions of the president.
U.S. Ambassador Gordon Sondland said it was clear Ukraine needed to announce certain investigations to get a coveted White House meeting.
Was there a quid pro quo? The answer is yes.
Sondland said he eventually came to believe that even crucial military aid depended on the probe's announcement.
This is not President Trump's personal bank account he's writing a check from. This is $400 million of U.S. taxpayer money, is it not?
Absolutely.
Sondland said knowledge of the scheme went all the way to the top and included Vice President Mike Pence, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney.
Everyone was in the loop.
Republicans insist it's still not enough to impeach a president.
You really have no testimony today that ties President Trump to a scheme to withhold aid from Ukraine in exchange for these investigations.
Other than my own presumption.
Which is nothing.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. President Trump says Gordon Sondland's testimony should mean the end of the impeachment inquiry.
Not only did we win today, it's over.
While on a trip to Texas, the president carried with him a note written with his own marker containing quotes from Sondland's closed-door deposition last month.
He asked me, what should he do? I said, I want nothing. Then I repeated it. I want nothing.
Aides to Secretary of State Pompeo and Vice President Pence both issued statements yesterday disputing that Sondland ever discussed with them a plan to withhold security aid until Ukraine announced investigations.
The day's impeachment developments were not lost on the 10 Democratic presidential candidates who debated last night. CBS's Peter King in Atlanta.
It was Donald Trump and impeachment right out of the gate. Senator Kamala Harris.
We have a criminal living in the White House.
More than 10 minutes of impeachment talk started the MSNBC Washington Post debate. Elizabeth Warren was asked if she would try to convince Republican senators to vote for impeachment.
No one is above the law. We have a constitutional responsibility. And we need to meet it.
Joe Biden says he learned something important from the hearings.
Donald Trump doesn't want me to be the nominee.
There were other issues like Warren's wealth tax.
We want to build an America that works for the people, not one that just works for rich folks.
And her platform of Medicare for all, something Joe Biden says is too expensive and lacking support.
It couldn't pass the United States Senate. It couldn't pass the House.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg was asked about his lack of national political experience.
I would argue we need something very different right now.
Senator Amy Klobuchar spoke defiantly of women being held to a higher standard.
And if you think a woman can't beat Donald Trump, Nancy Pelosi does it every single day.
Joe Biden had the last word, saying that he's never been more optimistic.
I'm so tired of everybody walking around like, woe is me. What are we going to do? This is the United States of America. There has never, ever, ever been a time when we've set our mind to do something, we've been unable to do it.
Peter King, CBS News Atlanta.
Google says it's going to limit how political advertisers can target an audience on its platforms. They'll only be able to aim messages based on age, gender, and location and content visited on the web, not possible political leanings. Doctors believe they may have found a new type of lung injury linked to vaping. CBS's Dr. Tara Narula says it was uncovered in a 17-year-old Canadian who nearly died.
Doctors diagnosed a form of bronchiolitis, also known as popcorn worker's lung. small airways in the lungs become so inflamed and obstructed that they cannot expel carbon dioxide, which can then build up in the body to toxic levels. Popcorn lung is different from the type of injury typically seen in vaping-related illness.
Well, CBS's David Begno has seen surveillance video that reveals what happened just before 18-month-old Chloe Wiegand fell from her grandfather's arms to her death on a cruise ship docked in Puerto Rico back in July.
He picks Chloe up, and he appears to hold her over the railing, not outside the window, but just over the railing. The family attorney says the grandfather didn't realize there was no glass directly in front of him. Within 5 seconds, you see him holding Chloe, and then she falls about 150 feet below.
The grandfather's facing negligent homicide charges. The numbers tell us more young adults are putting off marriage. Are they postponing happiness? We're live with CBS's Gary Nunn.
Well, that seems to be the case, Steve. While cohabitation's on the increase, Pew researchers find partners living together but not married are not as happy. Marriage brings with it elements of trust and greater satisfaction in a relationship. People in both types of relationships say they're satisfied with their sex lives, but married women report greater levels of sex life satisfaction than do married men. However, the gap was not found among cohabiting couples. Steve?
Pacific Gas and Electric says it'll restore power today for nearly all of the 120,000 customers blacked out because of winds and wildfire fears. Alex Krebs, who lives in Santa Rosa, works at home, and without power, it's cold and the work has stopped.
We can't run the business because we rely on the internet, so we really want the power to come back on.
The people who run crash tests are not dummies. They've got to change things to keep up with the times at the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
One change would be to make the barrier that strikes a vehicle in the side look more like an SUV or a pickup and less like a car. Senior research engineer Becky Miller says they're also looking at speeding things up from 31 to 37 miles per hour.
It doesn't seem like that big of a difference, but it's actually more than 80% more energy.
Miller's saying as vehicles get safer, they have to raise the standards. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News.
Outside Dallas, 51-year-old Navy vet Ron White's rent was taken out of his bank account automatically. Police last week found his body at home. He'd been dead for 3 years, they say. His mother says he traveled for work and used to call twice a month, but those calls did suddenly stop 3 years ago. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.